and welcome to Two Words with Taku. I'm Taku Mbudzi and I'm sitting here in my home recording this podcast all about how much I love writing. Now, I haven't sat by myself in my space recording by myself for a while. I've had a couple of interviews, I've been out and about, and life has just been happening. And I've called this episode, What the Fudge? And yes, I've used fudge because I don't want to swear, but seriously, what the fudge is happening right now? Two reasons I'm saying that is because I want to give you an update in general with what's happening in my writing world and with the podcast, but also I've kind of been surprised that I'm getting listeners from all over the world. Okay, so I'll start with what is happening in general. Oh my gosh. It's too much. I finished writing some stories. I have been meeting writers and incredible people. I've just gotten the bestest mentor ever, and I call her Mentosaurus. And at some point in time, I'm going to have her on the podcast so you can meet her in person. She is amazing. She's written over 20 books, and oh my gosh, the things that she's taught me in the few times that I've met her or seen her or emailed, oh my gosh, I'm just so excited because all of a sudden I'm seeing what's possible with my writing, and it's just making me delirious with glee. And then with this podcast, oh my goodness, as you can hear, I'm literally beaming, you people. I am beaming. Because I started it and thought, yeah, I'll just, you know, do a couple of episodes. And for me personally, it has been amazing. I've been enjoying it. I've been learning, you know, how to speak when I'm speaking to you guys, how to breathe, how to take a break, when to swallow my spit, all that weird and wonderful stuff that comes with making a podcast and recording yourself. But the best thing is people have started messaging me and saying they're loving it and they're enjoying it and listening to it. And oh, it's just so nice. It's so nice. So anyhow, with the podcast set up, I have got it set up so I can see, you know, the stats, you know, how many people are downloading it, how many unique users. And the most weirdest, surprising, like what the thing has been that I've got listeners in Germany, Japan, Zimbabwe, Canada, the States, and of course Australia. And the ordering in terms of where episodes are being listened to the most is Australia first, America second, then Japan, then Germany, then Canada, and then all these other little countries as well. Little in the sense that the numbers are lower, but still, those first countries have stumped me. They've just stumped me. I've gone, what is going on? And then, so I was thinking, okay, well, if there is somebody out there in Japan or in Germany listening to me, because there are quite a few downloads as well, I'm like, what would I say to you? How would we have a conversation? And so then I thought, okay, well, what if I share some stories about these different places? And yeah, I guess how I would talk to you if I met you. And I don't know, it's just my way of acknowledging you and saying, hi, I see you, I hear you, and vice versa. I don't know. Okay, so with Australia, I won't really talk to the Australian listeners because I guess I feel like I do that all the time and I see you. So yes, Australian listeners, I love you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening and for sharing. Thank you, thank you. To the listeners in the States, hello to you too. And it's so good to, yeah, have people over that side. I listen to some of your kinds of podcasts and I have lots of writers who inspire me over there. So yeah, hello to you too. To the listeners in Japan, right now, I just have some serious love for you guys. And what I want to say is, it's interesting how Japan keeps floating around in my world quite a bit. So first and foremost, I don't know if you've heard the episode where I talk about my name, Taku. I always get asked if I'm Japanese. So if I'm on the phone or if I've sent an email, people think, oh, are you from Japan or are you from New Zealand? And I love my name. My full name is Takudzwa. So it's T-A-K-U-D-Z-W-A, which means we've been blessed or we've been honored. But a lot of people can't say that, and Taku's just worked over the years. My mother calls me Taku. And what's interesting with the Japan thing is many years ago, I read Memoirs of a Geisha. And it's a book by Arthur Golden. And when I was reading this book, I got to the point where it's the, I think it's the main lady, main geisha head lady, and her dog was called Taku. And I remember reading it going, what? There's a dog called Taku? What is that even about? And then it kind of just, you know, sat there and I read the story, loved it. It's one of my favorite books. And then I didn't think anything of it. And then many years later, you know, I start getting people asking me, okay, are you from Japan? And then I've always had a fascination with Japan anyways. When I was studying architecture, we learned about Japanese architecture and just, you know, the different ways of designing. I have a brother who is obsessed with anime, so, you know, that was always an interest. And then a couple of years ago, I decided to go to Japan because I was curious. I went to go and have a look, and it is definitely one of my favorite places ever. I've visited quite a few countries, but Japan, oh my gosh, it's magical. And even before I started recording this, I started looking through my photos and I was feeling all nostalgic and, oh, I want to go back. I went as part of a tour and we went to Tokyo, Kyoto, and then we went to a little place called Nikko. And Nikko is, it's like a, how do I describe it? It's like this beautiful little town up in the hills. I think it's in the hills. And it's got lots of shrines and temples and greenery. It was just beautifully green everywhere and so quiet and so peaceful. And the story that I always talk about with my friends or anyone who listen about my time in Japan is the fact that I went to an onsen. And an onsen is a Japanese bath. So it's one of those baths where they split up, I think, women and men, and you just go and you have a bath with people. So not like a big bathtub or anything weird like that. It almost looks like a pool, or it can be shaped like a pond or a little lake or something like that, where it's in a closed space and then it's hot and then you get naked with people you don't know and you just have a bath. And so not a bath as in you're scrubbing yourself at the same time as everyone, but you just sit in there and you relax. And it was probably one of the most confronting things I've ever done, but also the most humbling thing I ever did as well. Okay, that sounds really melodramatic. But what I mean was that, you know, I walked into this onsen and there were all these different ladies, Japanese ladies, old, like old, and then young ones, and then me. And obviously I'm an African, I look different to them. So we both had this whole thing of looking at each other, but then also respecting each other. And when I was watching these old, beautiful, quiet, demure Japanese women carrying themselves and their bodies with such pride, I don't know, it really made me appreciate how beautiful all people are. And yeah, it was pretty special. And I mean, I could tell lots of stories like that, but you know, it was just such a different experience to anything I'd seen or experienced really. You know, the food, the language, the people. Oh, and one thing that I really did a lot was I went to all the art galleries, museums, and I really got fascinated by the calligraphy. So how they write their words, how they write their stories. And even speaking about it now, I feel like I want to go back. And I probably will. I don't know when, how, why. Okay, the why is I want to go see it again. Japan is a beautiful place. I love it. And so if you are listening to my podcast from Japan, yeah, that's awesome. Thank you. All right. The next country on that list is Germany. And I mean, look, I love the Germans. I love Germany, the country. I went on a Contiki tour a few years ago as well, so probably 5 years ago now, and I traveled to 11 countries in 26 days. And I feel like that's a whole nother story in itself. But I got on a bus with 50 other people. I did not know them from anywhere. They came from all around the world, and we drove around Europe. And yeah, we got to go to Germany and got to even, you know, try the German beer and the sausages and, you know, just look around. We also went to a concentration camp, which was really, really eye-opening. But yeah, I loved my time in Germany. But the thing I talk about the most when I meet German people is, oh, hi, you know, ich kann ein bisschen Deutsch sprechen. Oh, see, it's not that great. But yeah, when I was in high school in Zimbabwe, I learned how to speak German. I got to a point where my German was good enough that I used to dream in German. And yeah, I loved it. I was studying German, French, and Latin. And of those three, German was my favorite. It just came naturally to me. I was able to speak it a lot easier. And what fascinates me about the German language and sentences is how they chop up the verbs. They put one here and then one at the back. And oh, it's beautiful. It is actually a beautiful language. And sometimes I feel really frustrated that I can't speak it that well anymore. Because recently I was staying in an Airbnb place, and two of the other guests were from Germany, and they are just the most beautiful people. And their English, broken as it was the most beautiful thing to me, because then we'd start speaking to each other in broken English and broken German. And I don't know, it was quite beautiful. And it made me appreciate the gift of language and the gift of speaking and writing a lot more, because now this German guy kept asking me, so how do I say this? Or I'd let him try and say something, and then I'd repeat it to him in a way that I thought would be the clearest way to teach him. Because also we forget how much slang we use in the English language. And so I was always conscious of, oh, okay, what's the best way to say that? And the other thing is Australian slang as well, or Australian vernacular and way of speaking sometimes confuses people even more. And it's really hard for me to come up with examples right now. I'm really trying to think of things that I could, so like this Arvo, I'm just going to go for a walk. You know, saying Arvo to someone, Arvo being short for afternoon, you know, if somebody doesn't know that, that will throw them out. So it's like, what, an avo, an avocado? So already you're off on a tangent. But I loved that. And one day, who knows, maybe I will start learning German again. But I just want to say to all those German listeners or people listening from Germany, how do I say thank you? Okay, danke schön und ich mein Deutsch besseren möchte. That's probably very broken, but I was trying to say thank you very much, and I really want to improve my German. Don't quote me, but anyways, yeah, thank you for listening, and I hope we can have some conversations after this. Okay, the next country that surprised me was Canada. It surprised me for two reasons. I think it surprised me because there aren't that many listeners from Canada. So as in, I thought my brothers... okay, so not listeners, downloads. I thought there'd be more downloads from Canada because I have two brothers, not one, two brothers in Canada who I have been spamming about my podcast. And I'd have thought they'd have downloaded every single episode, but the numbers are showing that they haven't. So yeah, that's interesting. But yeah, I talk about my brothers in Canada because I love them and they're my brothers. And I went to visit them 2 years ago, and that was also a very interesting experience. And I've used that in my comedy quite a bit. So I've talked about how you can absolutely love your family. Ah, you can love them. You can love them. But sometimes you don't have to like them. And so when I was in Canada with my brothers, I rented out this massive house, and then they came to stay with me, and they're younger than me. So they're 24 and 21 respectively. And so they stayed with me, and I haven't stayed with them since they were, you know, young teenagers. And it was so interesting to me to find that we ended up being like little kids again, and would squabble, and, you know, we'd have the bickering, and I just went, you know what, I am too grown for this, get out. And so I kicked them out, and you know, it was still good. We caught up, we had lots of fun, we went to theme parks, and I went and I watched them do comedy, which is another really big thing, is that they are doing stand-up as well. And I've got another brother in Zimbabwe who does stand-up. And with these two brothers in Canada, I was able to watch them perform. We were able to talk about performing, about comedy writing, and just really bond as, you know, family, yes, and as performers. And it was amazing. So when I saw Canada come up, I thought, oh, that's really nice that, you know, that country that I already have in my world or in my sphere is turning up in my podcast as well. Because I'm not convinced they're listening to it. So I don't know what's happening. So I wanted to acknowledge people in Canada as well that, yeah, thanks for listening. And everybody else. So in South Africa, in Zimbabwe, in, I can't even remember, I haven't got the list open. Wherever you are and you're listening to this, thank you so much, because it's very encouraging to me. I am recording this podcast for me, first and foremost, to share this love and just to put it out there. But then to know that people are listening is really just wonderful. So this was meant to be a short episode to say thank you, but I think I'm just going to accept that the episodes will be as long as they need to be. And I'm going to try stop apologizing for whether they're long or short or whatever, because they are what they are. This is where I am right now, and I am just happy to be doing this, speaking to you about words, about stories, experiences, life, comedy, everything. So if you want to read the blog posts that go with some of these episodes, you can find them at taku.com.au. And as for social media, I'm still on there. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, but it's probably here that you'll find most of my latest stories and updates. All right, thank you so much for listening. This is Two Words with Taku. Wherever you are in the world, I am in sunny Melbourne, and I really appreciate you. Have a fabulous day.